I was wondering how my very brave translator was going to share a mic. And now I understand. And now I understand. It is very good to be here. Thank you for having me back. I was here about 6 months ago. We say these things to each other in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We also say the verse Psalm 19 verse 14 to encourage each other. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalm 19, verse 14. Sorry about that. I am glad to be in your new meeting place. I have been in many, many church sanctuaries. And it really struck me when I came in this morning how beautiful this place is. More importantly, it has room for you to grow, thanks be to God. The only disadvantage from my point of view is that since another service follows, I will have to be brief. Today is the birthday of the church, celebrated as Pentecost by many around the world. If it is the birthday of the church, it is indeed the birthday of each one of us. Those who as Christians are members of the body of Christ, His church. There are many important days to remember in a year. There are various and many New Year's celebrations. Thanksgiving, Easter, Christmas. For many Christians, important seasons of the church year. Advent, Lent, Easter, and now Pentecost. Celebrations help us frame God's story in our own lives as well. Our own birthdays and those we are close to. The commitments we made as we came to faith. The commitments we made as we came to faith in the Lord Jesus. And our own baptism. Many of the dates and celebrations I have mentioned have a life all their own.
(coughs)
coming of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2.
那我们可以知道这个五旬节就是当时的圣灵降下的日子。
That too, this too is a birthday.
那个就是我们纪念圣灵还有诞生他的生日。
An anniversary and a birthday we often do not remember.
这个生日我们通常忽略掉。
Pentecost is different than how we often think about the Holy Spirit.
五旬节，我们信五旬节，有的时候我们对圣灵的这个认识，不是太正确。
Pentecost in Acts 2 is not about the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传第二章这里讲到五旬节，它不是讲到圣灵所赐下的各样恩赐。
That is apart from speaking in the Spirit, not the other gifts.
现在是这里提到是人们有获得一些说方言能力，而不是讲到其他的恩赐。
First Corinthians 12 describes some of those gifts that you are very familiar with.
在各一个前面里面就提到我们被赐下各样恩赐，但是和这边所说的圣灵所赐下说方言恩赐是两回事。
I'll not read the whole section, but it begins with, now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit.
我不会读所有的，但是是比较简单的说一下。
There are varieties of service, but the same Lord.
有不同的服事，但是是同一位主。
There are varieties of activities.
有不同的施工。
But it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. And then one last verse from that section. To each and everyone is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
他说的非常美，
And then, as you are familiar, there are many gifts that are listed in that passage.
然后就是我们下面熟悉的一章里面提到各样的属灵的恩赐。
Pentecost is not about the gifts of the Spirit found in this passage.
五旬节并不是讲到圣灵赐下各样属灵的恩赐。
Neither is it about the fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians.
也不是讲到圣灵所结的果子。
Although both these passages, gifts and fruit, are important.
尽管圣灵所赐的各样恩赐和圣灵所结的果子是重要的。
Again, something very familiar, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. I'll just read it. It's not very long, that part. Thank you.The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Galatians 5, 22 and 23.
So, 在加勒太书第五章第二十二节，这里说到圣灵所结的果子。
By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness.Gentleness and self-control. There is no law against such things. So Pentecost is about the coming of the Spirit to the church. In other parts of the New Testament, we shall hear about gifts and fruit.But Pentecost represents the presence, power, and baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that comes to the early church at Pentecost.
圣灵在五旬节
Holy Spirit that as Jesus promised us in the Gospel of John, will be our teacher, our comforter, that which will point us to God. The Holy Spirit testifies to the resurrected Jesus. And as you have experienced, and I have experienced this morning, the Holy Spirit inhabits our worship. I did not need to know the language of the hymns this morning. To experience the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in our midst. One Spirit, one Lord, one baptism. One Spirit, one Lord, one baptism. So the Holy Spirit in our worship comes to empower and give voice to the living God. To surprise us and sometimes to challenge us. To convict us that Jesus is alive and present in our midst. I sometimes refer to the work of the Holy Spirit in my own life as more than being surprised by the Holy Spirit, I sometimes feel ambushed. Caught up in my own thoughts and plans, I sometimes feel the Holy Spirit stops me, grabs me, and shakes me out like a dusty rug. The Holy Spirit also teaches us to glorify the living God. In Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, a very simple story unfolds, which we'll just read. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound, like the rush of a violent wind. And it filled the entire house while they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them. And a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. It's a very complicated passage. We're not going to dwell on all the details of it, or even tongues, or all those kinds of helpful, interesting things that you probably want to ask about. For about 10 seconds there, I forgot I was being translated. so sorry. So I went. Some of the languages in my own family are as confusing as this passage. Here are some of the languages in family gatherings and my household. French, Spanish, Czechoslovakian. Creole, Russian, and German. Mandarin. My daughter-in-law is teaching my son Mandarin vocabulary. For some bizarre reason, she thinks putting post-its around the house will help. It is a slow process. My family also has different dialects of English. I have ancestors from Newfoundland, and my father comes from Northern Ireland. There are other different accents of English, and you know them well. Language, culture, background in Scripture and today does not matter before Christ. Because it is the Spirit that speaks to us that enables us to speak to one another. So, Pentecost is the birthday of the church. Happy birthday. It is my understanding, and on my own birthday, my hope, that gifts come with birthdays. It is my understanding and my hope on my own birthday that gifts come with birthdays. So I have brought some gifts. I also have a book, which unfortunately is in English. But it is a book of prayer, 2,000 years of Christian prayer. I found it deeply helpful, and I trust you will too. The gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost helps us to obey what Christ has called us to do.
五旬节圣灵他提醒我们当时主耶稣给我们的一个命令的一个教诲。
In the birthday of the church, Christ calls us to love our neighbor.
因为在圣灵降临的时候，圣灵他有提醒我们，我们应该爱人如己。
He knew that we would need help.
因为我们需要彼此帮助。
So in order to love our neighbor and to serve our neighbor,
所以为了能够爱我们的邻舍，帮助我们的邻舍。
We needed to receive the gifts he promised us from the Holy Spirit.
我们应该首先从圣灵那里收取他曾经许诺给我们的一些爱心啊和力量。
To keep repeating the simple prayer, Lord, make yourself known to me.
我们应该坚持每一天的祷告，从神那里吸取力量。
And as the Holy Spirit makes Christ known to me, so I can serve Christ. Christ's words in both Mark and John give us a picture of our calling as Christians. Mark 12:30-31. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.
你要尽心尽性尽意爱自己的神，其次就是要爱人如己。
A passage that sums up how to practically serve our neighbor.
这一节经文就告诉我们应该爱我们的邻舍。
The next passage, John 3:16-17, we sometimes miss out verse 17.
在接下来的约翰福音第16章和第17章说到。
Speaks of how important it is for people to know Christ. John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone believes in him might not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。所以神派耶稣下来，并不是为了审判我们，而是教会我们怎么彼此相爱。
In loving our neighbor, we have two complementary passages.
所以这里讲到爱人如己，其实是两个互相补充的一个 message.
One.That instructs us to practically serve our neighbor. And the other that reminds us of the essential nature of becoming a Christian. God calls us to the whole person.When we are called to love our neighbor, Christ calls us to the whole neighbor.
当神叫我们爱人如己的时候，他说这个人是所有的人。
We begin to know love and serve our neighbor.
我们开始学会怎么去爱我们的邻舍。
When we love God as He first loved us.
因为神他亲自教会我们怎么爱我们。
But evenOur impulse to love others first comes from God.
我们不可能去爱别人，除非我们先去学会怎么爱神。
If we truly believe that someone becoming a Christian gives them new life,
如果你真的相信成为基督徒就会有新的生命的话，
then we must regularly be renewed to receive that new life ourselves.
那我们就应该每一天都读经来更新自己的这个生命。
There is a section in Nehemiah 8 in the Old Testament. Nehemiah 8, you don't have to look it up. There's a section in Nehemiah 8 in the Old Testament. Where the priest Ezra and the leader Nehemiah have bad news for the people. They tell them about all the things they've been missing in obeying God. And the people spontaneously break out into weeping and mourning and sadness. And essentially, Nehemiah and Ezra say, stop grieving. Hear the word of the Lord that you have missed. Take it to heart, as you clearly have. They were weeping and lamenting. Take it and now live it. Take it and now live it. Take it and now practice it. And today, just give thanks that you now know the truth. And then they said a wonderful phrase which has meant something to me for many, many years. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. If we are to fully receive from God so we can serve our neighbor, then we must, as Christians, be careful to meet the whole neighbor. The neighbor that must be Christ. And the neighbor who might be poor or homeless or in trouble. When Paul stood before the Areopagus in Athens, that's in our passage from Acts 17. We just saw that earlier on. He said without a hint of sarcasm, I see you are very religious. There is a theory in Canadian society that on the one hand, we are very religious. And on the other hand, we are not interested in faith. Neither is true. Neither is true. About one third of our population is firmly not interested in faith. About a third is firmly committed to faith. And about a third is firmly in the middle. I'm not sure that this statistic will be helpful. There are more people in a church on Sunday in Canada. There are more people in church on one Sunday in Canada. That attend every National Hockey League game of all the teams in Canada. That is an example of useless information. But it gives you an idea of the power and draw of faith even today. Our Governor General is a committed Christian. Shad, who is the new host of the CBC Morning Program, is a committed Christian from the city. Shad, who is the host of the new CBC Morning Program, is a committed Christian from the city.
From the
city.
From the
city? From here, from Vancouver.
Oh, okay.
While people are interested in religion to some degree, they are open to talking with us if we are willing to talk ourselves. There is every context, in each of our lives, we can find ourselves in the same place as Paul in this passage. I hear you're religious. Is there something we can talk about together? Imagining yourself being Paul, I hear you are religious. Is there something you'd like to talk about? The problem becomes whether we're willing to do that. I know that in my own life, those opportunities only happen under one condition. If I am praying that the Lord will give me opportunities to talk about Him, then I regularly have opportunities to talk about it. Then I regularly have opportunities to speak
about it.
If I am open to sharing the gospel, others are willing to be in discussion. I have just looked at the time. I think I have 4 minutes. Do I have 4 minutes? Yes, okay. I have 4 minutes. Okay. I will be brief in finishing.
Okay.
The passage from Matthew 25, 35 to 40 is self-explanatory. Matthew 25, 35 to 40. If you just write that reference down, that will be helpful. It begins with the familiar words, I was hungry and you gave me food. In order to love our neighbor, to fully accept and receive the power and presence of the Holy Spirit on this Pentecost Sunday, we must keep the two things that Jesus gave us in tension and in balance with one another. We must long for folk to come to Christ, a relationship with the living Lord Jesus. We must also be concerned with the physical and practical needs of others. If we emphasize one against the other, we become off balance. Many Christian traditions have done so to their own peril. I have three stories to tell.
Okay.
I'm going to tell two. There is someone I just met 2 weeks ago, and I asked him for his business card. And he brought a stack of business cards out of his pocket. And he shuffled through them, and he kept picking ones out that weren't his business card, but someone else's. And when he got someone else's, he would hold it up to me and say, "That's not me." And it wasn't. At Pentecost and the birthday of the church, we remember who we are, not someone else, not someone else's, but Christ's. We define ourselves as being the Lord's and no one else's. The last story I'm going to tell, actually I'm not, it's almost done. I want us to remember that this is a hungry culture that longs to meet Jesus. I've experienced your warm welcome. I've experienced your warm welcome. Your openness to God in worship. Your desire to grow in Christ. I know a few other places where people might come to know Christ as they can here. I know a few better places that people can come to know Christ than here in this church. This is a good place to come to know Jesus. My translator is very brave. There's a special award in heaven for her. I trust and hope in the months ahead and when I come back to visit. That this place will be full in two ways. There will be very few seats available. And you will be full to overflowing of the stories of what God has done in your lives. Before we say these things together, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, expecting great things of God, and by the way, happy birthday. Let's pray. Lord, for your great goodness to us, we give you thanks that we might keep in balance and intention what you have declared we must do. We long for and desire that people might know you as their personal Lord and Savior. And we pray that we will never ignore the needs, the suffering of those around us and those far away. We pray that in our lives and in our church, that we would keep those things in balance. And that we would not lean unto our own understanding, But in all our ways follow you. For apart from you in the Spirit, we can do nothing. And in you and by your Spirit, things will happen beyond our imagination. We pray these things in the name of the living Lord Jesus. Amen.
We pray in Jesus' name.